told nobody to talk? Okay, the name of the story is what? We're going to start it all over again.
A Real Spooky Night.
And you learned this from?
Donut.
Okay.
It was real spooky night. And I say, Donut, do you want to play a game? Hide and seek? In the house, he said? I said, yes. He said, okay. So he ran in the back room, and it was dark. And I count 1, 2, 3. And I went in the dark room and said, boo. And I jumped and I fell down on the floor. And he started laughing at me. And he had put on a cover like. And he said, woo. And I screamed and I screamed. And when my mom came in, she said, what are you screaming about? And I say, a ghost. And she said, that's not a ghost. Because, see, first, I thought it was a ghost, and he turned it up and said, what ghost? It's not a ghost. It's me. Donut. And I said, well, I saw a ghost because it was my grandmom's white coat hanging up there, and I thought it was a ghost, and it wasn't a ghost, and that's the end. That's the spooky story.
Danny's story. What's the name of it, Danny?
A Dark Night.
A Dark Night. And who did you learn this from?
My mom.
Okay. And what's your... Stand in front and tell it to me.
It was a dark, dark night, and I was walking down a dark, dark street, and there was a dark, dark house, and I went up the dark, dark steps, and I opened the door, and I called, hello, oh, oh, and I walked up the dark, dark hall, and I went up the dark, dark steps. And up the steps, there was a dark, dark room. And I went inside the dark, dark room. And in the corner, there was a dark, dark chest. And I opened the chest, and it was a dark, dark ghost. But when I thought it was a ghost, it wasn't a ghost. It was only a white sheet hanging on top of a hanger. And I went down the stairs, out the hall, down the street, and then I saw something in the sky, and I started walking home, and when I did, it was all a dream, and that's the end of the story.
Oh, wow, that's great. Jackie, what's the name of your story?
Jenny,
sorry.
Little old lady.
A little old lady. Who'd you learn it from?
Missy's mom.
Mrs. Mom?
Missy's mom.
Missy's mom, okay.
Once upon a time, there was this little lady. She lived in a little cottage with a little dog. And anyways, one night she went into her little garden, and she opened a chest. And she saw skin and bones in the little chest. So the dog thought it was his dinner. So the little lady took out a bone. She brought it back to her cottage. And when the little dog ate the big bone, the little dog grew bigger. And then the little dog, who is now bigger, ate the woman. And then the little dog got bigger and bigger. And finally, he shrunk. And the little lady squeezed back out. And finally, the little lady, she swallowed the dog. Which now, she's bigger, and now she got smaller again. And finally, she went back to her little cottage, and everything was the same. And she went back out to the chest, and she opened back out, and boom! Everything was gone. That's the end.
Okay, Jeff, what's the name of your story?
I know the story.
Who'd you learn it from?
My RA teacher when we went camping.
Okay. Stand in front of the microphone and face everybody so everybody can hear you.
There was this man. He lived in a mansion that everyone thought it was spooky. He with ghosts lives in it. And he said no, and everyone didn't believe him. Until one day there's this traveling guy coming along, and he asked him, will you sleep in my house for a night? And he said, but that house is spooky. and has ghosts in it. Then he said, and he said, okay, if you get me something to drink, something to eat, and a bed. So he stayed in there at night. It was around midnight, and the grandfather clock went ding, ding, ding. And then a little guy jumped out about the size of an elf, and he said, "Where's the wind went?" The little guy jumped out.
Oh, what did that guy say? Forget what he said.
I'll tell you what. Let's try to figure it out. What did the little guy say? Somebody just tell us. What'd you invent the story, the rest of the story? What did the little guy say? Amy?
Oh, yeah, now I remember.
What are you doing in this house? Now. Okay, what did he say?
He said, there's going to be a bigger guy later on. And if you don't get out of this house, I'm going to spook you later on. He didn't believe him, so he went on. And then the clock rang again. A bigger guy about the size of an ogre jumped out. And he said, what are you doing in this house? He said, I got paid to go in here. So if you don't leave me alone, I'll hurt you. So the ogre went away. And then later on, about like 2 o'clock in the morning, this humongous guy jumped out about the size of a dragon. And he's breaking beer bottles and eating them. And then he said, the guy that was in there, his hair was sticking up because he was so scared, and he ran out of the house and never came back.